Thank you and good morning. Facing the resignation of all but one staff member, as well as dealing with a letter written to the supervisors describing terrible working conditions and employee relations, Director of Health and Human Services Phil Crandall held a press conference on Monday to announce the department is in negotiations with a staffing agency that will hire new psychiatrists. Faced with a shortage of qualified medical staff at County Mental Health and ongoing issues related to recruiting new employees to the area, one other strategy will be to take better advantage of telemedicine for patient care. Crandall also said that the department will work with local hospitals and health care providers, which also struggle to recruit and retain qualified staff to work in this remote region. The coroner's office identified the man found laying at the foot of a roof ladder by Humboldt Bay firefighters on Friday night as 58-year-old David Mark Maxson. It's believed Maxson was attempting to fight a roof fire with a garden hose when he fell about 15 feet from the ladder. He was taken to the hospital but later succumbed to his injuries. Embers from a wood stove that landed on the shake roof tiles are believed to be the cause of the blaze on Long Street. A man who was identified by his mother as one of three men who forced their way into a house on Island Mountain and assaulted the residents last week has been taken into custody. Acting on an anonymous tip, sheriff's deputies arrested 34-year-old Seth Morton at a residence on Locust Street in Garberville on Monday. Morton, along with two other men, including Brett Swartzel, who was arrested last week, are accused of forcing their way into the home of Morton's mother and stepfather and assaulting the man before fleeing the residence. Morton is also suspected of having fired a round from a handgun while fleeing and was taken into custody without incident. He was booked into county jail on numerous charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, burglary, and hit and run. Sheriff Mike Downey is going to get a raise. That's if the Board of Supervisors approves a measure put before it at today's meeting. The agenda item calls for increasing Sheriff Downey's salary by 10% because Downey has now assumed the role of county coroner and public administrator. Those duties now fall under the sheriff's jurisdiction, and the raise will cost the county just under $20,000 per year. That raise will be offset by the elimination of the separate coroner's position and actually save the county some money. The board is also expected to approve a letter of support to be sent in regard to Assembly Bill 1262, a measure that would see the transfer of $5 million from the state service fund to the Broadband Consortium grant account. The money would then be used to support the expansion and improvement of broadband internet service to unserved and underserved rural areas in the state, including Humboldt County. The city of Arcata will install an all-way stop sign at the intersection of 11th and I Streets on Wednesday. The work is part of the city's Bicycle Boulevard project that will see changes to stop signs at intersections throughout the city during the month of March and into April. Road striping for pedestrian and bike lanes will be painted, and a flashing signal will be installed at 10th and K, among other work that will continue through the middle of April. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mike Downey is looking ahead, and that means he's got some plans ready to upgrade law enforcement service to the outlying areas of the county, areas underserved by law enforcement in particular and public safety in general. With increased funding courtesy of the passage of Measure Z on the way, Downey spoke about the plans he has for the McKinleyville and Garberville stations.
McKinleyville is going to become a standalone station again. I do have a lieutenant and a sergeant there, but the deputies come out of Eureka. I would eventually, within the next year or so, be able to do the same thing with Garberville. I do have an office person in Garberville. I do have a sergeant assigned there, but I want to have more permanent deputies assigned there and larger numbers.
Voters who approved the sales tax increase did it with an eye toward law enforcement, and Downey campaigned hard on the fact that he needed increased funding to staff positions in the most remote and rural areas. And as an elected official, he's responding to what those voters want.
My intent, based upon what I hear from the community, they want deputy sheriffs in the community. They want to see a patrol car at all hours of the day and night. That's what my constituents are telling me. I report to the voter. So my intention is to get that back out into the community where they have visible presence from the sheriff's office.
The advisory committee for Measure Z will meet next on March 25th to continue their work in collecting public feedback to recommend how the sales tax revenue will best be used for public safety. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.